A report released this past week says an alarming number of American high school graduates are ill-prepared to do college-level work or to enter the workforce. In response to the study's findings, a coalition of education groups is calling for higher standards in math and English and much tougher high school exit exams. NPR's Anthony Brooks says the recommendations are already sparking controversy.
Once upon a time, the American high school diploma was the key to success in college and a good job. But according to a two-year study by the American Diploma Project, a high school diploma now represents little more than a certificate of attendance. So says Michael Cohen, one of the authors of the report.
Right now, the requirements for graduating from high school haven't been anchored in a really deep understanding of the knowledge and skills that a young person needs to have in order to succeed in college or to succeed in the workplace. They're just simply not connected.
Cohen is president of Achieve, a nonpartisan group that works with states to raise academic standards. It's one of three organizations that produced the report, working with business and education leaders across five states. The report found that about half of all high school graduates require some sort of remedial coursework before they can even begin college work. And it found that most employers say high school graduates lack basic skills in grammar, writing, and math.
This is a major problem, and the real problem is for the student.
That's Ohio Governor Bob Taft, who embraces the findings and recommendations of the report.
Employers are often very frustrated with the fact that the employees that come to them, the workers, don't have the skills. Colleges are performing a lot of remedial education, millions of dollars in Ohio and across the country. So that would indicate this is a pretty serious problem.
Serious because a growing proportion of the new high-skilled jobs require some college education. The report recommends that high school curricula include more algebra, geometry, and statistics, as well as more advanced instruction in writing and analytical skills. And it recommends tougher high school exit exams, which colleges could use to admit and place students. Michael Cohen of Achieve says, as it stands now, students face a bewildering set of disconnected tests.
The college placement tests aren't related to the curriculum that students took in high school. The high school exit tests are not particularly well related to the demands of college or work. It's a system that's disconnected.
But critics of the report say its focus is too narrow.
Education is not just about job training.
David Bloom is an education professor at Ohio State who says the report fails to ask some key questions.
Where's art education? Where are the opportunities for students to engage in a great deal more writing of all kinds? What are the topics in academic areas and in other areas in which we might engage their curiosity? I just believe we're asking the wrong questions altogether.
Bloom argues that instead of advocating for more resources, the report only proposes another set of sweeping mandates while indirectly bashing students, teachers, and schools. And he says it places too much importance on tests. Monty Neal of Fair Test, a longtime critic of high-stakes testing, agrees.
Those tests do not reflect a high-quality curriculum. They, in fact, damage and undermine getting a high-quality curriculum because what happens is you turn schools into test prep programs.
But the authors say their recommendations would give the high school diploma a common national currency by replacing a jumble of state standards with higher national ones. Michael Cohen of Achieve also rejects the charge that the recommendations rely too heavily on testing.
One of the important things that we found in this study, for example, is that both colleges and universities and employers want young people who can carry out research projects. That's never going to be tested on a 45-minute or 90-minute test given at the end of the year, but that can be incorporated into the coursework. This does not have to be all about testing and shouldn't be.
States have traditionally resisted curriculum standards dictated from Washington, but this report comes from nonprofit organizations and educators from several states. At the very least, it will add fuel to the debate about how best to raise educational standards. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.